Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inaanunsyo po na magpapakilala ang Victorian Electoral Commission ng low sensory voting sa state election ngayong taon, isang hakbang para gawing mas accessible ang halalan para sa mga botanteng neurodivergent. Ilulunsad ang trial ng VEC sa darating na Nepean by-election sa April 21. Bilang ikalawang pinakamataong estado sa Australia, magsasagawa ang Victoria ng state election sa November 26 ngayong taon. Upang gawing mas inklusibo ang proseso at pagboto, ipapakilala ng Victorian Electoral Commission ang low sensory voting. Ibig sabihin, magkakaroon ng hiwalay na lugar para sa pagboto bukod pa sa mga public voting centers at early voting centers. Ito'y sa darating na halalan sa Nobyembre. Kung ihahambing sa karaniwang voting centers, ang mga low sensory voting site ay hindi maingay, kontrolado ang ilaw, mas simple ang visuals at limitado ang dami ng tao. Ayon kay Acting Election Commissioner Dana Fleming, layunin itong gawing mas accessible ang pagboto para sa mga neurodivergent.
It was an initiative that we started in response to community feedback that we received through our advisory groups that there was a demand for this experience and to make voting more accessible for low sensory voters or in particularly neurodiverse voters. We ran a trial in the Warrandyte by-election and also again in the Paran and Werribee recent by-elections.
Lahat ng 88 lower house districts sa Victoria ay magkakaroon ng ganitong low sensory voting centers na magiging available simula November 17. Pinapayagan din ang mga pamilya at support persons ng neurodiverse voters na bumoto sa mga nasabing lugar. Para naman sa mga botanteng neurodivergent na mula sa multicultural backgrounds, sinabi ni Ms. Fleming na mayroong in-language services at suporta sa mga low sensory sites.
We encourage our multicultural communities who are neurodiverse and we'll be reaching out to those communities to make them aware of this service through our multicultural channels because we certainly will be providing the telephone interpreter service at these sites and also we will have available the multi-language voting instructions that we have at our usual voting sites.
Pinalawak din ng VEC ang eligibility para sa mga botanteng maaring gumamit ng telephone voting sa darating na halalan. Malugod itong tinanggap ng mga advocate at support groups para sa mga taong may neurodiversity. Ayon kay Tom Lilois mula sa Neurodiversity Victoria na nagtatrabaho kasama ang maraming kabataang neurodivergent, lalo na mga first-time voters, positibo ang hakbang na ito.
I think it's very positive and certainly any accessibility improvements that are made for young people to access services and of course exercise their rights as citizens to vote and access information I think is a wonderful thing.
Gayunpaman, sinabi ni Leo Lloyd na mas marami pang kailangang gawin upang mahikayat ang mga kabataang neurodivergent na aktibong makilahok sa halalan.
I think they face the same challenges that any young person faces regardless of their cognitive capacity. And that is that news and information is not delivered in a substantial way and in a non-biased way through social media. News is very much filtered and categorized and manipulated via the algorithms that drive the feeds for social media.
Aniya, makakatulong ang edukasyon, ngunit kailangang maging angkop at engaging ang content para sa mga komunidad.
Trying to understand policy in a way that is accessible and understandable by young people because they use different terminology, different language, they process information in different ways. So what might reach us intellectually at our age and, you know, sort of 40 plus generations would be quite different, I think, to how it should be communicated to younger people.
Sinabi naman ni Ms. Fleming na inilunsad na rin ng VEC ang Democracy Ambassador Program na nagbibigay ng education sessions para sa iba't ibang komunidad.
We run extensive outreach programs for all of our community groups, whether it's multicultural or disability or neurodiverse in this case, through our Democracy Ambassador Program. And if anyone wants to have an education session, we have trained multilingual democracy ambassadors who can come out and run those sessions at sites where the voter is comfortable. They can learn about how to vote in those sessions.
At ang ulat na yan ay binuo ni Wing Kwang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Muling mapapakinggan ang ulat na yan sa ating website sbs.com.au/Filipino at maaari nyo rin kaming sundan sa iba't ibang mga podcast platforms at aming social media accounts sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.